Democrats from Minnesota, Ohio, Maine, and Boston embrace Somalians. By Warner Todd Houston on December 23, 2025. Democrats across the country are praising and supporting Somali migrants, despite growing evidence of massive antisocial fraud by the foreign arrivals. As millions of dollars in more fraud and theft of state and federal welfare funding are uncovered in Ohio, Minnesota, and other places committed at the hands of Somali migrants, Democrats are falling all over themselves to show their unmitigated support for the fraudsters. In Minnesota, where fraud committed by fake Somali charities has reached into the billions of dollars and more cases are being uncovered on a near-weekly basis, Democrats have pulled a full-court press effort to support the Somali community. Many are excusing Somali crime and blaming the Somali fraud issue in Minnesota on Somalia's flawed culture. Amoral familism is a Somali cultural blueprint, said Ayan Hirsi Ali, who fled from her Somali father to live in Europe. It assumes that survival depends on extracting maximum benefit for one's own family, regardless of the damage to fellow citizens or the country, she wrote in December. Whatever the root cause, Democrats are taking great pains to show support for Somalians. Minneapolis Democrat Mayor Jacob Frey, for instance, was proud to announce that he was signing an ordinance into effect that will force residents to listen to the Muslim call to prayer on loudspeakers 5 times a day. This should be judged as treason. At this point, Democrats are foreign agents. Why should we have to suffer that disgusting war cry 5 times a day? They don't care about Americans, they only care about Sharia law and illegal Muslims. If we lose the midterms, we're done. pic.twitter.com/osh47ww. Joey Manarino, at Joey Manarino, December 22, 2025. The city's police chief, Brian O'Hara, went on TV this week to apologize to Somalians for daring to be part of any investigations into crime committed by Somali migrants and said he was sorry if anything he said about these criminal investigations upset any Somali migrants. Minneapolis Police Chief O'Hara went on TV and apologized to anyone, aka Somalis, who was insulted or took his department exposing Somali criminal activity to offense. This is what reimagining policing looks like under the Democrat Party. Police apologizing to criminals. pic.twitter.com/1d1j8h1r2g. Base Bandita, at Base Bandita, December 22, 2025. The chief even falsely compared criminal Somalis to the traditional Christian figures of Joseph and Mary, the parents of our Savior Jesus Christ. Remigration. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara compared illegal migrants to Mary and Joseph while defending Somali attacks on ICE agents. He urged residents to call 911 on federal agents. pic.twitter.com/hiagwankiam. Adamuse, December 16, 2025. It was also found that schools in Minneapolis are now flying the Somalian flag instead of the state flag on school flagpoles. Minnesota forcing schools to fly the Somali flag. pic.twitter.com/mop7lvoy. Patricia, at 1109 Patricia, December 22, 2025. Democrat politicians in Minnesota even recently held a press conference where at least one state senator was seen shedding tears for the horrible actions that Somali migrants have faced in the USA. Watch, Minnesota Democratic senators shed tears while pandering to Somali crowd at Eden Prairie Mosque. We are heartbroken by the horrible actions of our government. We are 100% committed to helping you. You are welcome here, you belong here, and we are here for you. pic.twitter.com/aekdq58bl. Alpha News, at Alpha News, December 22, 2025. Former Minnesota Congressman Keith Ellison, who is now serving as the Attorney General of Minnesota, recently explained why it is so important for the Democrat Party to import Somali migrants and noted that those who become citizens will reward the Democrats by voting for Democrats. Former Congressman Keith Ellison explains in his own words why Somalians are important in battleground states such as Ohio, Minnesota, and Virginia in 2012. He explains thousands of Somalians were recently naturalized and would be crucial in gaining votes for Obama and other. pic.twitter.com/ev/of/kio/thp. East Howitt, at West Esht, December 10, 2025. For his part, Minnesota's Democrat governor and failed Democrat vice presidential nominee, Tim Walz, insisted that it is racist to expect Somali migrants to come to the U.S. and stop engaging in the theft and fraud they are used to committing in their home country. Tim Walz just went full mask off defending Somali fraud rings in Minnesota. It's not fair to expect them to just stop stealing and change their ways. Then he whines, why is the Somali community getting blamed? Because they didn't do more? Trump made this white hot years. pic.twitter.com/lp9ckv59dp. The storm, at 17 storm, December 12, 2025. There are many more examples of this in Minnesota. Of course, but Democrats outside of the Gopher State are also jumping up to show support for Somalians. In Boston, embattled Democrat Mayor Michelle Wu, for instance, claimed that Boston is only successful because of Somali migrants. Wu is the same mayor who on St. Patrick's Day said that white people are expensive and disruptive. Mayor Wu sent a strong message to Trump and praised the Somalian community, saying you cannot talk about any achievement the city of Boston has had without mentioning Somalians. pic.twitter.com/iaps523zk. Mass Daily News, at Mass Daily News, December 23, 2025. In Ohio, the state Senate Democrats rushed to release a statement insisting that they are standing in solidarity with our Somali neighbors and decrying the vilification of immigrant communities and communities of color. Democrats in both houses of Maine's state legislature pushed out a similar statement of support for Somalians. The same drum is being beaten by Democrats all across the country as the left continues to look for ways to attack Donald Trump. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at x/Twitter at WT Houston.